Welcome to this Nederland Community Library podcast of one of our popular Songs from the Stacks recordings.
Gosh, well, God, this is amazing. Thanks for coming. You know, I haven't sung in public since I was, I think it was 10 years old. So the last time I sang in public was the last week. And it took me this long to get all that tar and feathers off. You know. Hello.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She does that. She sneaks.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, welcome to the Nederland Community Library presents Songs from the Stacks with Brent Warren.
Thank you. Aston.
Austin.
Aston.
Yep.
Also known as Austin.
Brent's a Ned local of 46 years.
Oh, 46, almost 47 now. September of 76.
So
that's when I moved in here.
Yeah, I don't know if you can become even more local than that.
Oh, I'm trying.
So for those who don't know, Brent's an artist.
Yes.
A singer, songwriter.
Yes.
Musician.
Yes.
Magician.
Yes. Hitman for the Mafia.
Sculptor.
Yes.
Is there anything you don't do?
Yes.
Okay.
We're in a library, keep it down.
A lot of things I don't do. Yeah.
And you've also opened for greats like Janis Joplin, The Doors.
Well, I should explain that, not me personally. In just a short history, of course, I've loved music since I was a kid. Started with classical music. I love, you know, Tchaikovsky and Prokofiev and all. That's what I grew up with. And then folk music came along. And so I loved folk music. And in high school, I was in the choir and the musicals and all that, and I was in a barbershop quartet, and we practiced in the bathroom to get the fifth voice. I don't know, in barbershop quartets, you want to get a harmony to achieve a fifth voice, and because we practiced in the bathroom, our barbershop quartet was called the Four Flushers. That was us. And then I got to college, and I teamed up with a guy named Michael Dunn. And by that time, because I did card tricks, and my name was Brent, sort of like Brett, people associated me with Brett Maverick, James Gardner character in Maverick. So my nickname became Maverick. And so we became a folk singing group called Mike and Maverick. And we played just your traditional, you know, goober peas. Goodness, how delicious eating goober peas, you know. And we opened one time down at the Exodus, and this is the highlight of my life. We opened for Gail Garnett. Gail Garnett. You know, she kissed me on my cheek. She gave me a little kiss. Gail Garnett. Yeah, I know. You know, we'll sing in the sunshine. Well, I know. I'm doing this in jest, you know. Yeah, but Gail Garnett. And then we broke up, and then next thing I know, I'm the lead singer and songwriter for a psychedelic folk rock band called the Eighth Penny Matter. Mm-hmm. And we played all around Denver, and what was amazing in those days, there was only about five other groups, the Benzie Crick, Lothar and the Hand People, who played in Denver in the 3-2 clubs. Now today, I can't believe how many groups and are trying to get jobs, you know. But we met Barry Fay. I don't know if anybody remembered Barry Fay. He and his girlfriend were sleeping at a fraternity house. He had just come in the town, and he heard us practicing at another fraternity house, and he became our manager, quote-unquote, took our tape out to San Francisco and went and sat on the floor with Chet Helms, who was the man who was started the Avalon Ballroom, you know, Graham. What's Graham's first name? I forget.
Bill
Graham, right. He had the Fillmore, but he took him to tape me. So that's pretty cool. Let's start a club in Denver. So they came and started the Family Dog, and we had the honor of being the opening act. For the Family Dog, the other group that was on the bill was Blue Cheer, which were three guys, which all hair, you couldn't even see their faces, And if you don't know who they were, they did a rendition of Summertime Blues. You know, gonna raise a husk, I'm gonna raise a holler. Bum, bum, bum. Woo, yeah. Blue, woo, woo. You know, psychedelic version of Blue Cheer. I mean, Summertime Blues. And they were the first time people ever saw a wall of amplifiers. And they did an afternoon press conference where the press, and they played, and we had the left because the press were sitting there going. It was loud. And then that night was Janis Joplin with Big Brother and the Holding Company, and she knocked them dead. Great. And this club lasted for 8 months. They brought in every great band at that time, even Chuck Berry, you know. We opened for the Buffalo Springfield, which was an honor. Had a great conversation with Neil Young, you know. And Richie Furay is still, he's now a pastor. He has a church out in Broomfield, I think. And he just was playing, where did I see he was playing? In Boulder somewhere, just one night only. But anyway, it was the best times. It was the worst of times. Great, great music. And if on Amazon.com, here's a little plug, two filmmakers in Denver put together a documentary called Tale of the Dog that you can rent on Amazon, which is the story of the Family Dog Nightclub. And over the 8 months, nobody ever took any pictures of there. They didn't do any recording there. This whole documentary is people who either worked there, performed there, or were patrons telling the story of this amazing music venue. Pardon?
Jim Morrison, The Doors?
Well, yeah, we opened for Jim Morrison and The Doors. I'll tell you a quick story about that. The band was on stage, and they were starting to play, I think it was Moonlight Drive or something, you know, and they're going, where's Jim? Where's Jim? And they told me, go find Jim. And I go up into the office, and there's Jim Morrison. If I remember, he was pasting pictures into a collage. And I went up there and I went, Mr. Morrison, they want you down on stage. And he said, well, thank you. So I followed him downstairs through the crowd to the back of the stage. And he got on stage, and the drummer saw him and then did his bit where he goes, and Jim Morrison leaped from the back of the stage to the front of the stage, grabbed the microphone and went, yeah, and a girl in front fainted. And that's when I decided that's what I wanted to do when I grew up. Yeah.
Well, is that Brent? You want to give us a song?
No.
No?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I thought I'd start with probably the hard one here called Be a Blender Baby. And we'll see if we can get this going here. This is my guitar, Garbanzo Bean, also known as Chickpea. Above me and I know where, but I ain't telling cause it's just not right to tell on the birds and the bees, honey, when it's just you and me. Blue skies are one thing and gray's the other. Judge me, girl, like that book and cover. Those scary things outside tend to hide the jelly roll that's deep inside. Hit the ground, turn around, Lord have mercy. Hit me like a hammer, drive me like a nail. touched by heart in the dark, but not by anger. Your love takes me from the blues in the night. Takes me from the blues in the night. Takes me from the blues in the night. Blues in the night. Listen, listen, listen to the sound of the sea. I love you and you love me. It's easy as a March typhoon. Easy as the trees in bloom. Charlie came up with it. The name I suggested was Dual Glide and the Zoomies. They didn't like it. So Ace Penny Matter, and I've never really researched it to verify the fact, but I'm told it's from Shakespeare, Ace Penny Matter, and it means not worth a damn.
Okay.
Yeah, he is but an eighth of a penny matter. Anyway, it was, we got EPM,
Mm-hmm.
So we stuck with that, and there you go. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Shakespeare, we're in a library. So what do libraries mean to you?
Well, I've always thought that they're wonderful places to get hamburgers and fries and chocolate malts. I'll read a poem that I wrote. This is from the Homages of Ogden Nash, but I wrote a poem called The Library. By me. Some libraries are new. They shine like stars. They offer tranquility, reprise from cars. Others are old and go back years. A massive stone soul, sometime tears. Yet kin they are, not dependent on looks, held together by the love of books. Soon to be a major motion picture. So a man walks into a doctor with a frog sticking out of his ear. And the doctor said, "Oh my goodness, how long have you had that?" And the frog said, "Well, it started on my leg as a bump."
Are you ready for another I think you are.
Unless you have another question here. Here I got all rested and. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what the name of the song is. Tamminess, and it's sort of a just kind of about everything, but it kind of references my niece Tammy. Now, this was written. Well, maybe I wrote this 30 years ago, but then I've added new verses over the years, and maybe who knows? Maybe some new ones at some point. Girl dancing with simple form. spirals and swirls. Love would be helpful now, so the whole world could smile. And visions of happiness more or less come along, take us to a dream. After living in Denver for 10 years, and then Boulder for a year, and I was lucky enough to find a parcel of property in a half-built dome on Magnolia Road, and that, at least that's what got me up into the area. And then somebody said, hey, there's a town over there about 7 miles away, and I said, oh, really? And Nederland was... you know, small, not much going on here back then at that time. And I loved it because our neighborhood, every weekend, we would carpool in, the neighbors, to our two choices. Actually, there was three choices, but the two choices we had on the weekends were Neapolitans for calzone and pizza, and then we'd go over to the Pioneer Inn. for beer and live dancing, live music, you know. So that was our two choices. But on Sunday, it was the Sundance. The Sundance for, you know, brunch and great Bloody Marys. And that view. I wish that would come back, you know. But that was the slowness of about 1976.
And I also heard that you were a co-founder of Frozen Dead Guy Days.
Yes.
And what inspired you to begin Frozen Dead Guy Days?
Some guy died.
Of course.
I was married at the time to Teresa Warren, which a lot of you probably know. She had Offer Rocker Antiques, which is now Crosscut Pizza. But she was also on the town planning or town board or something. Not the board, but downtown.
DDA.
Thank you.
DDA, yeah.
Thank you. And the Beck sisters had just produced the award-winning documentary Grandpa's in the Tough Shed, which if you haven't seen, it tells the whole story. It's wonderful. And so we saw that, and the town was looking for something to do in March, a festival, and they said, how about a thing called March Madness? And I'm like, boring, just boring, one boring idea. And my suggestion is, let's go to Fruta, Colorado, and because they have Mike the Headless Chicken Days. And if they can do a festival on Mike the Headless Chicken Days, maybe we could do something about Grandpa Burrito up there. Well, long story short, it came together, and we came up with Frozen Dead Guy Days. And I got to do the graphic design and merchandise for it for 8 years. Who knew it was going to take off? And in the early days, it was about 2,000 people came. It was in Chipeta Park. It was quite nice. Now, what, 22,000 people? And yeah. So who knew?
I mean, it definitely put Nederland on the map.
Yes, it did.
Weird, quirky way.
And we laughed because the joke might be on us because he might not really be in there. You know, yeah, who knows? Anyway, but I love a good festival, and hopefully new ones will pop up.
Great. You got one more song for us tonight?
I wrote that. him out of the state and waved to him goodbye. But the cat came back by freight car, brought a cousin or two, high-stepping lovers seeking out the cover, sweet ladies, French perfume. And the cat came back. Well, the cat came back. Oh, that cat came back. Well, bow, bow, bow. All the ladies around him pay homage to the king. Son of a pussy has a wife named Lucy, and she's home minding the kids. A dead gone was the silence of night time. Night turned into noise. Shoes in their laces, Samson night suitcases tried to hush our rambling boy. And the cat came back, and we don't know why. Guess there's something to those crazy nine lives, and we all agree he's quite a guy. Well, the cat came back. Parking garage, we built a Dairy Queen. Still that cat. He came back, oh, if you place your bets, kid, you better watch your step. He is a kitty who keeps sitting pretty, though he's in a pile of trouble. Go and tell his wife, he grabs another life. He should be dying, but he keeps on flying. Man, that cat is tight. And the cat. Arden, a board member, Mountain Forum for Peace, right there. Yeah.
So how can we keep in touch with you and keep hearing your music and see your art?
Well, the good news is that during COVID, I used that opportunity to write a bunch of new songs and then upgrade old songs, actually, using the modern technology of GarageBand. You know, our band, the Eighth Penny Matter, we only recorded two songs back in the 1960s. Went into a studio. We wrote a song called Moment in Time, and the other one was called The Rain. And they were kind of crude. So, but what was neat is I was able to put them into GarageBand and shorten them and then add nuances with guitar and harmonies and mini keyboard that they just didn't exist back then, and then recorded a bunch of songs in using one mic, believe it or not, in the back bedroom into GarageBand. Then the next step was thanks to Final Cut Pro, Apple editing software, and on the web was able to go and find video clips of different things that represented the songs I was singing, like the rain. I found clips of lightning and rain, people walking through water. And what I'm getting at is I was able to create 16 music videos of all my music up to that point. And then thanks to technology, they are all now on YouTube. I created a YouTube channel, which if you go to Brent Warren Music on YouTube, bam, there they are. You can also go to my website, which is www.imagelust.com. That's image lust. It has nothing to do with the pornography industry. It's based on the word wanderlust. You know, wanderlust. And image lust is exploring images. I just want to make that clear. But you can get all the information about music and art and things of that nature.
Well, great. Well, Brent, I want to thank you for coming and joining us for Songs in the Stacks and performing. And
well, it's been an honor. And this is great. Thanks for the turnout. I appreciate you coming out, because it's been a while since I've had a chance to sing in public and to share some of these songs. And hopefully in the future we can do more. But I also look forward to hearing other musicians play here as well. This is a great venue. So thank you, Elektra and the Nederland Library.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Nederland Community Library recording. To find more programs, visit nedlib.org.